grown or it's a new type of music. Is there any music older than reggae?
Yeah, music itself is old, you know.
Yeah, but would you say that reggae is one of the oldest forms of music in the African nations? And
I don't think reggae is one of the oldest forms. Reggae is one of the more newer forms, you know. But it's taken from African roots.
It has African roots?
Sure.
And it's developed?
Yeah.
How many records have you made?
By number?
By number.
It's a lot.
Number,
you know.
20, 25 easily.
Yeah, more.
Because there are a lot of people that bootleg you
in Jamaica.
Yeah,
at least
in Jamaica and the islands. You know, Shotgun was saying that we had Barry Gibb in the studio in Jamaica in the islands. Is Bob Marley the Wailers? Is that name? It's tough for you to answer. I know it's very tough to take compliments. Would you say that name is as revered as maybe the Bee Gees would be right here in America and throughout the world?
Miami.
Well, Bob Marley and the Wailers in the West Indies is well known, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people recognize you when you walk down the street?
Not all the time.
Not all the time?
No.
Most of the time?
No, most of the time.
How do you feel when that happens, man? Do you want to be recognized, like whenever Steve was asking us a little bit earlier, would you like to be, so would you like someone to come up to you and say, hey, are you Bob Marley? No kidding, man, I love you.
A lot of time people do that still, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, do you like that? Myself.
Well, sometime, you know, as long as it don't get out of hand.
Gets out of
hand. Well, see, you got to realize that Bob being outside and with some of the characteristics of his religion, which is Rastafarianism, he's naturally going to be, people are going to notice him. He's got his dreadlocks.
Yeah, but most time we don't really just wear it
up in the hat.
You know, you can't really see it.
In Jamaica, that's nothing new, though. But no. But here, you walk down the streets of New York, and maybe it's not Bob Marley they're thinking of. But
The only religious music that we are very familiar with here is gospel music.
Yeah.
Is your music gospel music, only reggae style?
My music is the truth. Not even my music, but the music's supposed to be the truth. You know, gospel tell you up an expectation. Reggae music reveal that revelation and show you who God is. I mean, not true reggae music, but true Rasta, you know?
Are all songs religious?
All songs?
Yeah, do they have the theme of God, of religion running through them?
You mean all songs?
All reggae songs?
No, not all of them. Not all.
Because?
They still have a touch of that root, you know?
Most of the gospel music is kind of, they're trying to bring you closer to God or bring you closer to Christ or whatever. Is there a movement, a reggae movement? Do you want people, in a sense, to join your religion through music?
I think you better explain Rasta first.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, basically the only thing people know Rasta from is Rolling Stone magazine and Newsweek.
Well, Rasta is a root of people, you know, like mankind come from origin, you know, and Rasta is a root of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And explaining it as easy as that, you know. So that's what Rasta is, the root of mankind. I mean, you know. Even we should have known our roots, but we don't even know it. But Rasta is our roots.
And Haile Selassie.
Haile Selassie is a Christ. The Bible tells us when Christ returns, we'll be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering the land of Judah. When we look out on the earth in real life to see who is the King of Kings and the conquering land of Judah today, say Haile Selassie. Not that we say it, but because even newspapers, the Bible showed the revelation. So we look forward to the revelation because God make a promise and the promise must come true.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's where Rasta is. Same shall come in a new name. So the new name of God coming is Rastafari. And we are called by his name.
He is sort of the Messiah?
Yeah, and his returned Messiah, you know, and it's Christ. So we are called Rastas.
You have temples that you pray in, churches?
Well, man is a temple. This is my temple.
So there's no organized place where people might.
There's organized place where.
If you wanted to pray right here, and if you wanted to go into Miami right now.
Yeah.
And with a few of your friends and pray, where would you go?
If I wanted to pray, I'd go to myself.
It's within itself.
Yeah, I don't need to go to myself. But anywhere, more than one or two or three people meet in the name of Rastafari. Rastafari's presence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's present there. Yeah.
If you listen to reggae music,
yeah,
getting away from religion and into the music, if one can do that, if you listen to reggae music, you're going to find a lot of instruments you're not going to see in your average recording studio in Miami or in New York. What instruments do they have that we do not normally employ in our rock and roll music or hard rock music?
I think he use everything, you know. Sometimes, you know, he might find a couple of percussion instruments, like maybe steel drums, where sometimes it don't use, you know, certain music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all the modern instruments and what I'm used to, they use them in reggae.
Okay, I'm going to give out our phone number. Feel like taking a few calls?
Yeah, well.
Okay, in Dade County, you can reach us at 674-7625, 674-ROCK. In Broward, 467-7655, 467-ROLL. We're with Bob Marley. We're going out of the phones. You're on the air, 96X. How you doing?
Hi. Can I speak to Bob Marley?
You got him.
Hi, Bob.
You.
Hi, it's me. I was born, like, in St. Vincent, you know?
St. Vincent.
Uh-huh, and sure. I used to live in Canada. Then I moved to Montreal when I was three. I lived there, and I saw you a couple of years ago at Montreal Forum.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, man.
And you guys are great.
Irish.
You guys are real good and everything.
Nice one.
I got lots of your records. My parents really like you and stuff, but I like you too.
True.
Well, great. How did you get started? Like, when did you start playing?
Well, I started playing a long time from about 1916, when I was learning trade.
Yeah.
Get to love music during that time. And
When did you get famous?
Eh?
When did you get famous?
Famous? Well, I don't get famous yet.
Well, you're famous around here. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, nice, thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
Broward County, hello, 96X, you're on the air.
Is Bob Marley there?
You got him.
Yeah, well, I'm a real fan of yours, you know, and I know about rices, but how come you don't eat meat and all that?
Meat? Well, I say I can eat some meat, you know, but as you know, that the pork and a lot of the shellfish and the lobsters, you know, what people think is delicacies. Those are the things that the most neat, you know.
Interesting.
But
the
like
same
beef
as kosher
and
food,
all them
you can't
things.
Eat those
you
things.
Can't eat beef and them things. But no pork, right?
Yeah.
No pork.
What's the name of your album?
Uprising.
Uprising, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's got that.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call.
Steve, you're talking about Bob is not a star yet, or somebody else was...
Bob is the one that said he's not a star.
Bob was saying that, but it's the call before was saying that when did Bob already become a star?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny here in the U.S., it really never caught on reggae music on a hit level.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when you went with Island Records, that's what they were going for, but the people weren't ready for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's music is very spiritual, and you almost have to know what he's about. I'm not saying you have to know what he's about to enjoy his music, but it's different than anything. It's different than Tito
that's
Puente.
That's always been a problem in America. Yeah. If I asked, brought the whole crew back in here from 96X and asked you to name 10 spiritual hits, you'd have a problem. You may have put your hand in the hand or whatever, but you'd have a problem coming up with that. For some reason, spiritual music has a tremendous problem crossing that line. I'm not saying that they don't sell records, and I'm not saying that there's nobody in the world who doesn't know Mahalia Jackson is, all right? But for some reason, it's very hard to break into the pop charts. Why do you think that is, Bob?
Well, reggae music is a good music. It is root music, and people can appreciate it. Now, we figure that maybe one of the things is that maybe that some of the American companies was not involved with the reggae music, so there was not a lot of interest putting it in America. In a sense, but you can dance to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you have a good message.
Yeah.
Once you can, everybody have a rhythm. And that is good, you know, and reggae music is good music.
Shotgun Stone says his favorite kind of music, right, Shot?
That's the truth.
Have you heard Stevie's new one, Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Now that might be the song, and not to take away anything from Bob, but that might be the song
mm-hmm.
that breaks it wide open, his new one called Master Blaster Jammin', which
mm-hmm.
is... Which
well,
is a word.
Johnny Nash actually started it.
But
I can see clearly now.
This is out and out reggae.
And internationality.
Yeah.
You did that song as well, right?
Johnny Nash and Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah.
And
Desmond Dekker.
Yeah, Desmond Dekker and the Aces. That's
yeah,
right. And of course, you wrote "I Shot the Sheriff"
yeah.
that Eric Clapton did, which
sure.
is probably the biggest reggae influence. But
mm-hmm.
the one, but I mean, real honest to God rhythm reggae.
Yeah.
With none of the attempt to make it commercial, and the new Stevie Wonder may be something that bridges it, which helps open up the door for Bob, which is kind of a catch-22 situation. But back to him becoming a star, he just broke the record
mm-hmm.
in Europe for the Beatles attendance, right, in
sure.
Milan, Italy.
Yeah.
And he's got a platinum. His new album is platinum right now in Europe. But, of course, the economy is a little bit different, and people
mm-hmm.
aren't spending a lot of money on records right now here in the United States.
Before we go back to the phones, is one ever liable to go to Bob Marley's house and hear a Beatles record or a Frank Sinatra record on the record player?
If you can do that. Yes, you can.
I mean, do you ever listen to Beatles? Do you ever listen to Sinatra?
During the time, you know, during the 60s. It was the 60s when the Beatles, we even recorded one of the Beatles songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we used to listen to the Beatles a lot. The Beatles used to be a very popular group in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. So reggae music is not your whole life. I mean, you like all types of music.
Yeah, Mom, I love all type of music, but figure this reggae music is a different feel, you know.
All right, let's get to some more of your fans. You're on the air, 96X. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'd like to ask Bob Marley a question.
Yeah.
Now that reggae has really opened up on an international scene.
Say it again.
Right, now that reggae has opened up and is appealing to people all over the world instead of just in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Jamaicans say that it is getting away from the roots.
Yeah.
And it is open to a lot of American influence.
Mm.
And they say that, you know, that is bad because it's not really reggae anymore.
What is it?
How do you feel about that?
Well, the way I feel about it, you know, is that music influences music everywhere. And when a man play reggae music in a Jamaica, I really play it, you know. And so, you know, let go is root music. I've even got Jamaica, the amount of, you know, the music we play in Jamaica is root music.
Yeah.
So, you know, it appeals to the people because the people love the roots. It can't change from the root, because if it changes from the roots, then it won't beat again.
So,
we like when the people set up, because it makes the music maintain its roots, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so no matter what influence reggae music, it will still be the roots.
You have to stay at a root to be the real thing. You know the feeling, right?
Yeah.
You know the skanking feeling.
Yeah.
If it don't have that, then you know it don't have it.
All right.
Then.
Can I ask, was that the word skanking?
Yeah, skanking is that.
I wondered, that song you had written, Easy.
Skanking. Easy skanking.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I wondered what that word.
Skanking is a dance, you know.
It's a movement. Yeah, I feel that.
Terrible.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call, dear. To Dade County, you're on the air. Hello?
Can I talk to Bob?
Okay.
Hello.
He's with you.
Hey, Bob?
Hi.
I think you're really great.
Oh, nice, baby. How you doing? You all right?
What's that new album you got?
Huh?
What's that new album you made?
Uprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I can get it?
Yeah, you can get it in one of them. Where you are? I send it to you. Can I send it to you?
Okay.
Give me that.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold until Helene turn off. We'll pick up your call and get your address, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Helene, you'll pick up line 3, and I'll pick up line 5 in Broward. You're on the air, 96X.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, could I speak to Bob Marley, please?
True.
Bob Marley, Adrian.
There it goes.
I'll tell you what. I have an easier way of handling this. We'll handle this the way we handle the Barry Gibb situation. Anybody who would like to contact Bob or get a hold of a record or whatever, what you can do is if you just send a postcard to, send it to me, Steve Gilbert, 96X, and just put in the bottom left-hand corner, Bob Marley, and we'll see that all that mail gets to Bob. Fair enough?
Wait, I want to talk to him, man. I want to ask him a question.
You got him. Okay.
All right, Bob.
Yeah.
Did you help in the making of Stevie Wonder's,
Master Blaster?
No, I was not in the studio at that time, but I know surely spiritually was there, you know?
Yeah, man, yeah.
So,
did you help compose it or anything?
No, babe.
No?
No. Him do it all by himself. Do you like it?
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought for a while it was you, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right.
You're a good man.
True.
No, keep it up,
Margaret. All right, Mrs. Strin.
Okay. Thank you very much. I don't think you expected this kind of response on the telephone, did you?
No.
See?
But it's good.
And when you said that you're not a star, I had a feeling that you did not expect, we don't have an empty light. So,
Bob tends to humble himself quite a bit, though, you know, which is good in a way.
Yeah. I think those are the only kinds of people we'd like to interview here at 96X. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Line 6 in Broward, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air, 96X.
Can I speak to Bob O'Malley?
You got him.
Okay. Bob?
Hi.
What's it like when you wrote the song, I Shot the Sheriff? Did you dream about writing it?
Did I what?
Dream about it. Dream of writing it.
Oh, no. Well, a sight and a vision, but not in a dream.
Oh, how do you write these songs? Like, how do you think of writing the songs and the lyrics?
I'm going to tell you the truth. We were sitting on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot of pressure coming from the city. And the only thing come out was I shot the sheriff, but I wouldn't shoot the deputy, you know? And it become a melody.
And it just came in your head and you knew all of a sudden that you wanted to write that.
Eh?
Just came a melody and you wanted to write it.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
you know?
What I'm going to do is tell you the real truth behind I shot the sheriff. You see, Bob really parked his car in downtown Kingston, got a parking ticket.
Yeah.
And he got very mad at the sheriff. He never wanted to tell anybody that before, but...
Because they're still looking for him. The guy who shot the sheriff.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks for your call. You know, an interesting observation. A lot of celebrities share this microphone. And I will tell you that I noticed that you started off on a very low key, and just like I guess when you perform, your energy level is entirely different. You're speaking an entirely different volume than you did when you start. I guess the feedback from the audience is very important to you, isn't it?
Yes, really.
It's really important to know that you have that accept. Your voice has probably risen 15 decibels, and we don't even need to put the speakerphone right next to you anymore. And I guess that feeling of the audience that gives you that push, that drive, that energy.
You know, when the audience is involved, you know, that's the world purpose.
Yeah. Yes, Bruce.
To see him in concert, we were just talking about this. He was up in Washington, and he does. He'll come out on stage, and he'll be very, very low because he's very mystical. When he comes out on stage, the people are locked in the Bob,
mm-hmm.
and it's a thing. When he comes out on stage, he's got no presence, which gives him the most presence. He doesn't have to come out with rope stuffed down his pants and leather shorts.
It's not a contrived performance.
No, he doesn't come out with blood spouting and have kiss makeup on. He comes out and he's Bob, and it's what's radiating from him, which is radiating from him right now from doing nothing. But as the intensity of the music builds up and of the concert, he's a wild man.
Okay, as the intensity of the phones build up, we go to them. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Mr. Barley.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm mighty fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was born in Jamaica last year when I was about 7 years old, and I really feel very proud of Jamaica, and I would like to know that you feel the same way about Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica is a nice place. You going back?
Well, what has happened to Jamaica now?
Well, what's happening there is that it's going through a lot of changes, you know, but we hope it changes for the better, so all the people who want to go there can
is
go there.
Is it for the better or for the worse now? Because I'm afraid to even go there on vacation.
Well, I tell you, the country is always peaceful, but the city isn't always in, you know, a lot of worries.
Can't the government do something, or somebody with your influence, can't you do something about it?
Well, you know, let's go have a try, but guns don't argue.
Yeah. Go for it.
Marley.
And you never talk back after a gun talks to you.
Mr. Right. Marley.
Hi.
I know, you can't talk back after a gun has...
Only if it miss.
Can you tell me something, Mr. Marley?
Yeah.
Are you proud of what's going on in Jamaica now, that you have been successful all over the world?
If I am proud of what is...
I love you so much, and can you be really, truly proud to know that people kill each other for nothing over there?
Tell you the truth.
Is there something you could do, maybe politically, to help the others?
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not proud of what is happening there. All right? I never will be proud of what is happening there.
Can you do something to help those people?
To help them.
Love you.
Yeah, we're doing all we can to help them. But we can't be involved in politics, you know.
You have to get involved now, because the reason is that you are now known all over the world.
Well, all right. As long as we have your support, we might get involved, right?
Right. And now let me tell you one thing.
Yeah. All right, but we're going to have to hurry because we have all the lights lit up here.
Okay, the thing is that I think Bob Marley is one of the greatest artists that ever came into this world.
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye, hear ye, yeah.
And I think that Bob Marley can help Jamaica, and I wish he would do something about it now. Because we don't have to act like this. Jamaica is a land of beautiful scenery, beautiful people, and a beautiful culture.
Well, sometimes the best thing that a performer can do is to make a lot of people happy, and that's what that's what he does, dear.
Bob Marley, you have the right to do it now. Please do it, will you?
Okay.
Help Jamaica now.
Okay, okay.
Okay, all right.
We can stop that because color is not important in Jamaica.
Okay, we have to move onward, dear. We've got to move onward.
All right.
Thank you.
Just a word about what's happening in Jamaica. When's the last time were you there?
June.
In June? Yeah, I just came back tonight.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. And it's like a civil war. It's like if you were standing in... Not that bad. No, people aren't shooting each other in the streets like people thought tanks were rolling over the houses here in Miami. Things get blown out of proportion, especially when Jamaica's 750 miles south here of Miami. But it's a trying time.
It's bad, you know. It's bad in a way, but I think the way a lot of people feel about it is not really that terrible, you know, because although it's terrible still, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like how the propaganda...
Countries go through changes. Why should Jamaica be any different?
That's true.
Right?
It sure does.
Okay, back to Broward. You're on the air, 96X.
Okay, I want to speak about Marty, please.
Okay, he's with you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yo.
Hello, Ivy.
Hi, Joe.
All right. Hey, Bob, I am from Antigua, and I have been hearing about you since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I moved to America, and the culture is really different than what we're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to explain being Rastafarian to a black American, the first thing he says is a nasty, dirty-looking man.
Yeah.
Just because of your dreadlocks.
Sure.
I want you to, you know, help these people out right now and let them really realize that a dreadlocks is nothing but a way of style over here.
Yeah, but
I believe your work and you really tell them is not nothing of a dirty man.
No.
Right on, Ivy?
Sure, man.
Okay. Another thing, I would like to know when you're going to give a concert here in Miami so that people can get more. Third World really gave a good concert.
Well, we're trying to get here in December, you know?
December? Yeah. Well, listen, I want to say another thing. Stevie Wonder album sounds great, and I think even though you did not do that, you've been out there, and people will know, like us, who is Ivy, that you've been there.
True, man.
All right?
Yeah, man. Nice.
Okay, nice. And job here, Chiro, and spread around the world, Bob.
Rasta,
aye.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You're on the air, 96X. How you doing? Hello? Line 5, you're on the air. How you doing?
Okay, can I speak to Bob Marley?
Okay, you got him.
Yes, Mr. Marley.
Hi.
I really like anything of Kids You Be Loved, but I was wondering how you personally interpret it. Like, what is your,
What's your personal interpretation of Could You Be Loved?
Of Could You Be Loved. You see, interpretation of it is like, you can't understand. You never miss your water till your well run dry. Could you be loved, you know? People who have darkness have seen the great light. Could you be loved? Could you be loved is a question asked. Could you really be loved?
I really, the whole album is great. I just recently, you know, started
it's beautiful.
Into the reggae type of music, and I really just thanks a lot for
sure,
all.
Choo-choo, babe.
Okay, I thank you very much for your call. Back to Dade County with Bob Marley. You're on the air, 96X, the Hot FM.
Okay, my name is Ray Lechamber. But I'd like to make a correction with what somebody said today. He's not, Bob's not great, good. He's great.
Okay. All right, he's not going to argue with that.
No.
If you'd like to speak to Bob Marley, you can do that by calling 674-7625, 674-ROCK and Dade, in Broward, 467-7655, 467-ROLL. You have a chance. Let's do it. You're on the air, 96X.
Hi, can I speak to Bob Marley, please?
Yep.
Is he listening?
Yeah.
So, hi, Bob, what's going on?
All right, everything cool.
Fine, man. You know, I like the music. I'm thinking I was going there.
Yeah.
2 months ago.
All right.
And I hear you was down there dancing and jamming up the place on the street dancing, man. It was really cool.
True.
You know, so I was just trying to hear the brother while he was up here, you know, and everything is
all right. All right, yeah.
All right.
Nice
okay,
one.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, thank you very much. Broward County, you're on with Bob Marley, 96X.
Hello, can I speak with Bob?
Hi, yeah, Bob talking to you.
Yes, well, I'm from the island.
From the island.
From the Bahamas, yeah.
True.
And I saw you in the Bahamas not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
I think you're great.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh, that's good.
That's very good.
And just one more thing. I just want you to know, I just love reggae.
You love reggae.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Hey. How you feeling, Bob?
I feel good.
Okay. Line 2, Dade County, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Bob a question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you made a comment earlier that you had written a song for Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff, and I was wondering if you've written any other tunes for any other artists.
Well, tell you the truth, I've written a lot of songs, you know, and if any artist like it, them can record it. But I don't think I ever really, like, write a song for a special artist, you know?
You mean, Eric heard the song and
like it.
Decided to record it for Eric originally?
No, we recorded it first and Eric liked it, you know. Yeah.
Who would you like to write a song for?
Who would I like to write a song for? Well, I don't really like write a lot of songs that people love and a lot of good artists could do them, you know what I mean? Even like Stevie Wonder, anybody.
I want to ask you a question. Has anybody ever done your song and you've liked their rendition of it better than your own?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't tell you a lie, you know what I mean? when it's not that, it was better than our one, but I think maybe a lot of interest was put in it. Mm-hmm. Even Shot the Sheriff was more on a rhythm style of what the people could accept more than at the time. And not letting down our music, but at the time when our music play, you know, them could have really deal with Clapton one more than our one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're here at Sunday night. It's now 11:35. We go to line 6 in Broward. You're on the air.
Bob?
Hi.
In June 78, I went to Madison Square Garden in New York.
Sure.
And that was the concert you were giving?
Yeah.
You were outrageous. And what I wanted to know is, do you plan on doing another concert in New York?
Yeah, we're going there the 19th and the 20th of this month.
Ah, great. And where would it be?
With the Commodores in the garden.
Ah, great, great. I'll be there.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. Hello, Dade County, you're on the air. 96X, yeah. Bob Marley.
Bob, nasty to Bob?
Yeah, man.
Bob.
Hi.
I heard you played a soccer game today. How was it?
It was good.
Good. Listen, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you consider marijuana part of your religious culture?
I think herb is the healing of a nation, you know.
Healing of a nation?
Herb.
Part of your culture, then?
Herb is the healing of a nation. Yeah, me use it, you know, go.
Yeah, so what you mean. So when are you going to have a next concert in Miami?
We're hoping to do it in December.
December?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm looking forward to it, yeah?
Aye, Ray.
Take it easy.
True.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've been doing enough talking about your music. Let's hear it. Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Night, a public affairs program of WMJX 96X. And now back to your Sunday Night host, Steve Gilbert.
Steve Gilbert, back live, 96X, The Hot FM. With me, Bob Marley, Shotgun Stone, Bob Rose, Bruce Kelly, and you. And you can join us, 674-7625 and date, 674-ROCK, and Broward, 467-7655, 467-ROLL, right here at 96X, The Hot FM. The lines are blazing, so rather than ask Bob Marley any more questions, we'll let you do it, and we'll go to line two. And Dade, you're on the air, 96X.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You're on the air.
Yo.
Hello?
Hi.
You've got to turn your radio down, otherwise you'll get confused.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I'll just hum some reggae here while we're waiting. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Say something, Jade.
Hey, Bob.
Yo.
We're going, bro.
There.
I was wondering when you're going to put some steel bands in the music that you got, some steel pans.
Well, you know, still I look for a way we can really meet some good steel pans, man. As you know, Jamaica don't really play a lot of steel pans. Steel pans, I think, mostly play from Trinidad, you know. So as soon as we meet someone who is really good,
yeah,
like a guy we meet one time named Coco, you know, then we can get it.
Because I know it's part of the culture in Jamaica, too, you know? It comes from the roots.
Yeah, it's a root sound.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, man.
I'm from down in Trinidad, too.
True. You play that stuff?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
We get into that.
All right.
But I want to ask you, too, about some musicians in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think is some of the best other guys besides yourself? You know, like Jacobs, Killer Miller?
Yeah, well, I think Sly and Rob be good. Burning Spear good. Third World good.
Yeah,
a lot of good people down there, you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, bro.
Thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
Bob, do I have an accent to you?
Accent?
Yeah.
So I can understand.
Okay. Line 6. Hi, you're on the air, 96X, Broward County.
Yes, Bob.
Yo.
This is Rupert Z. I want to welcome you to the mainland.
Oh, thank you, man.
And also I'd like to say that, from information that I have, George Terry was the one that introduced Clapton to I Shot the Sheriff.
George who?
George Terry.
Yeah.
Clapton's lead guitarist.
True.
Yes, and I wanted to also say that you're spreading the word of God over here, too.
Yeah.
And you're definitely influencing the world.
Wow. Oh, nice, George.
You were talking about pans earlier.
Pans, yeah.
Yes, there's a very good pianist here, Othello. Have you ever heard of him?
Who?
Othello.
Fellow? Fella?
Othello.
Othello.
Yeah.
From Trinidad?
No, he's from here in the mainland.
No, I've never seen him yet.
From this area?
Yeah.
He's touring with Monty now.
Yeah.
Monty Alexander.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Must be good then.
Yeah, he's good.
Really?
I'd like to extend a warm welcome in there, see if you'd might want to jam later.
All right.
Okay, we have a lot of calls. We have to move on. I wish we could spend a little more time with each one of these callers, but it's difficult to get through, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. Broward County, Bob Marley, 96X, The Hot FM.
Hello, Bob?
Hi.
I'm a Jamaican, and I just want to tell you that I'm very proud of what you're doing and spreading your music all over the world.
Well, thank you very much, right?
And we hope you keep up the good work.
Nice.
And we hope that one day we'll all be able to go home.
All right, we'll work on it.
And I don't know if it's possible to play Exodus for us. It would mean a lot to the Jamaicans here.
Yes, because I know a lot of our people want to go, you know, get by them sunshine and them nice things.
Okay, so spread the word.
All right, dear.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Across the line. Broward, you're on the air, 96X.
Hello?
Yep.
I'd like to speak to Bob Marley.
You got him.
Hello, Marley?
Hi.
Hey, Marley.
Yeah, man, go and talk.
What it is?
Eh?
I'm from Trinidad.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So when...
I think your problem is you're listening to your radio.
Okay,
You gotta turn it down, okay?
Yeah. When you going back to play a concert in Trinidad?
Whoops, sometime later next year. Next year, John.
Next year, man?
Yeah.
Man, the middle of you down there, you know?
All right, next year.
Got it, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, go with John. And pick a time.
Guidance Rasta.
Rastafari, ever loving, ever faithful. Cha Rastafari.
Ever sure.
Okay, you remember Murray Kaufman? Me, Missouri? I feel like how often do you run into people where you're speaking a language that we kind of just don't you know, it's your own kind of
groove.
Well, you know, that's
good work, Chaikan.
Every time I meet people who into a lot of the island, you know, into the same type of talking.
How many people are there that follow your religion?
The people up on the face of the earth, I mean, we may have only done 44 first, we come together, and then there are people, yeah, no one can number them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Right now we're supposed to have about 500 million people in Africa with.
Do they know your music?
The Africans?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Your music is very well known throughout Africa?
Not my music, but reggae music.
Reggae music.
Well known, and, you know, we are well known. So.
Yeah.
So,
okay, to Dade County, you're on the air at 96X.
Oh, yes?
Okay.
If I'd like to speak to Bob.
All right,
yeah,
you listeners,
there.
If you turn your radios down, it'll be easier. You won't hear us in delay, and you'll be able to conduct business a little quicker.
Run it, Jed.
Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
My name is Bob, too. I'm Bobby Simpson.
All right, Bobby.
All right, and I play guitar with the Miami Edison Stage Band, which is here.
Yeah.
And I want to know if I can get with, you know, the guy who plays with you and see what you all do in the studio, you know, like...
Yeah, man, but we know that we're going to leave tomorrow for a tour, you know. And we're not really reach and decide again till December. So if we can hook it up December, great.
So we won't be able to reach?
Until December.
You see, I'm telling you, we're going to move onward, okay? Because you've got to turn your radio down. It's a little difficult to hear. Okay?
All right.
I thank you very much for your call. Please turn your radio down. 96X, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'd just like to say a few words to Bob, you know, like greeting him inside and stuff like that and talk to him and ask him a few questions.
All right. Do you think you could turn your radio down, please?
Turn my radio down?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute.
Thank you. It's a little rough sometimes because people sometimes want to hear themselves on the air. And they don't realize that because we have a delay, it takes them a while. And they're listening to the radio. Okay, you're back with us now. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't get what I'm saying?
We're listening.
You're listening?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to move onward. All right, thank you very much for your call. Let's go to line two and Dade. You're on the air, 96X, with Bob Marley.
Hello?
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 Bob?
Hi.
Hi.
You all right?
Listen, this is how we work it. You say hello, we say hello, and then you say something other than hello.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's start, let's rehearse this one, okay? Hello, you're on the air, 96X.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing? What can
Hi.
We do for you?
I just wanted to tell Bob I love him.
All right, baby, nice.
And I hope to see you in December.
Irie.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't disappoint me again.
No.
All right?
For sure.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
How did you disappoint her, Bob? No more calls till we find out how you disappointed. We'll get out a wire cutter and cut this telephone line. What was his disappointment?
Well, I don't really, you know.
Bob Marley on the front of National Enquirer.
Yes. First question, we didn't get a religious answer on it. Why'd you know that? We're back to the phone. You're on the air with Bob Marley, 96X. How you doing? Good.
Nice to speak to Bob Marley.
Okay, you have him.
Okay, my name is Rose. I'm from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Am I speaking to him?
Yeah. Right now.
Am I really?
Yeah, you got him live.
Okay, I just wanted to tell him that I'm real proud of him, you know?
Mm.
He's greater than Harry Belafonte to me. Okay?
Damn.
Okay.
All right, nice.
Thank you very much. Did Belafonte have an influence in your life?
Yeah, Belafonte sing a song, say, Dear light, I'm going to go home, you know? And it have something to do with me.
Yeah?
He's a folk thing that, you know, Dear light, I'm going to go home. You know, people working in the field hard. It's more kind of a slave song, like, you know. So,
Belafonte told me that he was very, very bitter about something. He used to command tremendous audiences. He would play certain hotels. And then he couldn't sleep in the same hotels that he played in because of the racial barrier. Have you ever run into anything like that?
Racial barrier, no. I mean, I know it might exist, but try to run into it.
Okay. All right, let's go back to Broward County. You're on the air. 96X, hello.
Hello, yes. I'd like to talk about Marley.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Bob, I'm on one heel, you know?
True, Jay. Everything cool?
Yeah, man.
True.
When am I going to play your next concert in Miami?
We'll try to do it December, you know?
December?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to see the Dread, you want to see it, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, man. So, the Dread, where the Dread are step next?
Boston.
Boston?
Yeah.
Man, nice up a concert up there.
Yeah.
See him.
Sure.
Okay, come on.
All of my brethren them at the hill still, you know, see it?
Tell brethren them cool runnings.
Come on, I have some brethren here from Jamrock.
I better tell people it's a 96X.
All right, Bob, take it easy.
So long, thanks for calling. Do you have any financial worries at all?
Financial worries? I think so.
If you want to put together an album, you don't have any problem putting the money together for it?
No, well, you see, the problem of getting the album is to get the songs, you know?
Yeah.
And once you get the songs, you have the album.
Once you get the songs together, you have no problem putting together the money to produce the record?
True.
Hmm.
It's not a problem.
Must be a good feeling. Do you remember when you had to put together the money for a record? You didn't have it?
I remember the first time
to
write a song, you know? That was the hardest thing that I think could happen, to write a song.
Yeah.
But when you get into it, then it becomes more easier. But it was a very hard time.
Have you ever written a song, played it back, and said, "Where's the waste paper basket? This song is awful"?
Well, there's a lot of songs that pass through that we never even get a chance to record it. I even remember it.
But are there songs that you write that you just they're just not up to par, and you just say, "Well, this one just doesn't make it for me," and I'm not even going to try to do anything with this song because it just wasn't as good as you thought it would be?
Well, I know there's a lot of songs still somewhere there.
Yeah. But you write
the songs is that, you know, maybe don't sound good today, but next 2 years sound more nicer. You know what I mean?
Can you think of a song that you would wish that you would have written, that you've heard?
I wish I would have written.
Yeah.
Well, I don't figure, I just like see if I could write a nice song, you know what I mean?
But there's no song you've ever heard on the radio.
There are a lot of good songs out there.
When I've heard certain songs by Marvin Hamlisch, I said, "Boy, I wish I would have written those."
A lot of good songs out there, John.
Hmm.
True.
Okay, let's go to Broward County. We've got a couple of minutes left with Bob Marley. You're on the air, 96X.
Yes?
Yep.
May I speak to Bob Marley, please?
Hello.
Hello?
Yo, yeah, Bob talking to you.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi.
This is Carol. Carol Reed from Jamaica.
Carol Reed.
Yeah.
All right, Carol.
Yes. I'm from 8 miles in.
Hey?
And, you know, I would like to wish you all the best.